On Friday, my youngest niece celebrated her very first birthday. And I remember at this time last year waiting on pins and needles for the news of her name to be revealed. Of course, my brother and sister-in-law had been debating for months what they would call their newborn child, and despite my best efforts to pry it out of them, I had to wait with the rest of my family to learn that she would be called Catherine Ann. Although we deliberate for months about the various names for our children and keep it secret until the baby is born, it is important to note that Mary and Joseph did not get to pick out the name for their child. God chooses his own name. That's because when you name something, you have authority over it. Like Adam was told to name the animals, and he would have dominion over the animals and the fish and the birds. To name something is to have authority over it, and God can't be named by us because we don't have authority over him. So God chooses his own name. In the Old Testament, God revealed his name to Moses on Mount Sinai in the burning bush. He revealed his name, I am. I am. And then, in the New Testament, the first person of the Blessed Trinity reveals his name, Abba. Abba, Daddy. And the second person of the Blessed Trinity reveals his name to Mary and Joseph through the angel. It's a very consistent message. His name is Yeshua, which means the Lord saves. Because we're not reading today's gospel passage in the original language, we don't get the play on words between the noun and the verb, which are almost identical in the original language. So the original passage would read something like this. You will call him Yeshua because he will Yeshua his people from their sins. The name Jesus is just a transliteration of that Hebrew name Yeshua. So if you prefer the transliteration, it would go, you will call him Jesus because he will Jesus his people from their sins. Or maybe you like it completely in English. You will call him Savior because he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. At sixth grade graduation, I read the etymology of the names of all of the sixth graders, because every name has a meaning, and I read that to them. The name Jesus means Savior. In a very beautiful sermon at the penance service last Sunday afternoon at St. Joachim's in Plainview, Father Becker said there are certain things that we cannot save ourselves from. And Father Becker admitted to us in his sermon last Sunday, he said that for him, it was computers. He needed someone to save him from computers. Father Becker is probably the smartest priest in the Diocese of Winona, but he's not very good with technology. And when his computer crashed and blew up, he said it was impossible for him to fix it. He needed someone to save him from his computer crash. There are certain things that we cannot save ourselves from. And then Father Becker told us a very moving story. He told us that his dear father, who was 97 years old, would probably die within a few days. But Father Becker wasn't worried. He was completely at peace because he told us that Yeshua can even save us from death. Isn't that the truth? Oh, we try to save ourselves from death. We try to stay alive as long as possible with various treatments and surgeries, and we eat right, and we get enough exercise, and we take our vitamins every morning. And those are all great things. They're all very important things. But although we try, we cannot save ourselves from death. But Yeshua promises to save us even from death. The greatest death that we experience is not in our body, but in our souls. I cannot save myself from the death that my sins cause me. Oh, and I try. I really try very hard, right? I try by my intelligence, by my absolute brilliance, to outsmart the devil. I try by my good works, by my hard effort. I just try a little harder to save myself from my sins, and it doesn't work. I try by my absolutely stunning good looks to outsmart the devil, because I'm certainly better looking than the devil. And no matter what I do, I cannot save myself from my sins. Only Yeshua can save us from our sins. You will call him Yeshua because he will Yeshua his people from their sins. But as Peter Kreese says, Jesus, Yeshua, is a gentleman. He's a gentleman. He won't force us. He won't force salvation onto us. If we don't want to be saved, we don't have to be. It's a free choice. It's up to us. This afternoon, we have an opportunity to allow Yeshua to save us. We have the opportunity this afternoon to make a good confession. And as we mentioned last week, there is always something in our lives, some attachment, some addiction, some sin, some spot, some blemish that we can't get rid of, no matter how hard we try. So what we do is we point the finger at somebody else. And every time I point the finger at somebody else, I have three fingers pointing back at me. Better to take a look at myself. From what do I need Yeshua to save me? What do I need to confess to a loving Savior? You probably noticed that in last week's bulletin, we inserted a little examination of conscience. And there's a little examination of conscience inserted in this week's bulletin, too. Some questions to ask ourselves as we examine our consciences and prepare to make a good confession. What things in my life do I need Jesus to save me from? The good news is that Jesus loves us so much that he became one of us to save us from our sins. If you have not already experienced the joy of confession, the peace that a good confession brings to your souls, I invite you to make a good confession today. It is the greatest Christmas present of all. A clean soul for Christmas. And only Jesus can save us from sin and death. You will call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And if you have already experienced the peace and the joy that comes from making a good confession, then you can say with the prophet Isaiah, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us."